Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events involving the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. And here to help us, as usual, John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
Happy April Fool's Day.
Yeah, how about that?
Has anybody played a joke on you yet?
Not yet, but you know, the day's got a lot to go yet.
Yes, indeed. And I understand that you've just come back in town from a big conference. So another step in the continuing saga of your company, Accessible Diagnostics.
Yeah, and what I want to talk about is just difference in the venture capital culture in the Southeast and Silicon Valley. We just live in different universes. Accessible Diagnostics has a painless glucose test for diabetics. And so instead of having to draw a drop of blood, you can test your saliva and we can tell you what your blood glucose is. We have launched and have sales of a pet version of this. So instead of having to lance your dog in the lip, you can test its saliva and help monitor its glucose and thus its diabetes. And we want to develop a human version, but it's going to take a lot more money. It's going to take a lot more time. You got to go through a regulatory clearance. And so when we talk to venture capitalists here, you know, they talk to us about, well, we just want to invest in the pet product. You know, you got some sales, you can grow it, you can be profitable. And then maybe when, you know, the time comes, you can get into the human market and raise money from somebody else, because that's kind of more than we want to put in. And it's just going to take too long and it's got a regulatory risk. So I have a friend that I met through the Aspen Global Leadership Network that the Liberty Fellowship participates in. His name is Umar Khan. He has a software company, employs about 300 engineers, and one of their focus areas is digital animal applications. So about 100 people come to this digital animal summit, about 50-50 production animals, companion animals. And I got invited, just I was friends of Umar. And during the day, there were presentations by some of the animal health companies about what they were interested in, what they were looking for, some of the production animal companies, what they were looking for. And then at the end of the day, there was a startup showcase, and we presented with a number of other startups, and it was judged by venture capitalists in San Francisco. And guess what? We came in runner-up. That's not bad, is it?
Congratulations, for sure.
Yeah. We've had some good follow-up with some of the animal health companies, and we've actually had good conversations with a couple of the VCs. And this is what's the stark contrast. So one of the firms we're talking to only focuses on MIT-affiliated companies. So they're looking all over the world. You know, you have to have some connection to MIT. Well, fortunately for us, our academic partner is Dr. Delphine Dean at Clemson, and she's a PhD from MIT. And so because of that, we qualify for them to look at us. And so we had a great conversation last week with one of their principals, and one of the things he said to me was, well, your presentation at the Digital Animal Conference talked about dogs, and that market's just not very big, not too interesting to people in Silicon Valley. And so I very quickly said, yeah, but you know what we're trying to get to is a human product that could be multi-billions of dollars. And he says, okay, that's the way you need to frame it. You know, what we're looking for is a rocket ship. And if you can't give us a rocket ship, you know, you can build a nice, small, profitable company, but you're just not going to get a lot of interest out here. So we're starting to take our presentation material and revamp them. And it just struck me how different these conversations are. It's not that one's right and one's wrong.
Do you suppose that it's just the nature of the South being more conservative and Silicon Valley obviously more aggressive?
Well, I don't think there's any question about that, that it's very cultural. And here, take your time, you know, be methodical, get profitable, then grow. And up there, they're looking for unicorns. They're looking for those companies that will grow very fast and be worth $1 billion quickly. So it was just a very interesting contrast, leaving the plane in San Francisco and arriving back in South Carolina, just how different it is.
Well, John, how is the event calendar looking for our entrepreneurs in South Carolina?
Well, speaking of venture capital, Next has a venture pitch forum coming up here shortly with some VCs in the Southeast. Dig South in Charleston, our technology conference is roaring, and they'll have some investors there. Then for some fun, Art Fields in Lake City has a art festival there, and some of the highest prize money for artists in the country, believe it or not, thanks to Darla Moore. And then, of course, we got a regular Tech After Five where people can plug into that community all over the state.
John, as always, thanks for your time and congratulations again on that runner-up finish.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.